tell me I need to read. Dial one.
With Ozark Mountain Shake LA. I can't come to the phone right now, so if you can just leave me a short message by the time you call, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jackie, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had a teleconference scheduled for like 11:15, but we've had a long morning and haven't been able to get to it. If you want to call the clerk's office back and let us know when you might be available, we're going to be here all afternoon, it looks like. But we will try back at another time. Thank you. Prahlow, P-R-A-H-L-O-W, B-O-E 200. Is that one we've had before? Is this a carryover?
That's the one where he's got the illegal one. That's the one he's appealing. And he says he lives in two houses in Branson.
Which one? He's rescheduled to tomorrow.
Okay, I've got it.
He called in when we were running behind this morning and said that he needed to get back to work. So he's rescheduling for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Okay, now it's on 727. Okay, on BOE 200, I vote that we table it to 727.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, then Cody's Cabins, he's got four of them. Is this a carryover as well? Okay, what was the issue here?
Occupancy, I think.
You think that he was trying to determine when he got occupancy?
Correct. He told us that he wasn't in them, and when we got out there, they were all finished. I mean, our pictures from the beginning of the year and from recently are the same. I mean, they appear to be going. So.
I mean, yeah. If I recall this, they are running now, but he was claiming that they weren't in use until like just
June
a
30th.
Few months, just a few months ago.
Yeah, like June.
But if it's a commercial unit, we're not deciding on if they're not running it or not, because sometimes people can't get anybody. So you're just kind of looking at it on the first of the year if it's ready and viable, and that's what he was going to prove to us, that he was not.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Have we received anything?
Hmm?
Have we received any proof of anything?
I haven't received anything, but I would assume it would come to Stephanie's office.
Your call cannot.
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I think we were supposed to have a call this morning around 11:45, but we've had a long morning. Is this a good time?
That's why we're here. Yeah, this is fine. We are in the car, but we should be in an area of pretty good service, I hope.
Okay. Refresh my memory, but wasn't this a question of whether or not some of these units had been given occupancy by January 1 of this year or something?
No, we were questioning the 100% commercial taxation.
Okay.
They are nightly rentals, but there is a large part, or at least a percentage of the year, where We have family that stays there or ministry folks that we give free lodging to. if not 100%,
okay.
Occupancy.
So this isn't.
It isn't.
Okay. All right. We thought these were a different issue we had tabled from a previous session. All right. Let me explain to you what we've been doing on these. First of all, are you guys residents in another state in Oklahoma?
Yes, we are residents in Oklahoma. We do have a personal home that we do not rent that is in Taney County as well.
Okay, what is that name under then?
It's at 185 Oak Drive.
Okay, that's at 185 Oak Drive.
And we had that one at 100% residential.
Oak Drive, yes.
Yeah, that's at residential. Okay. All right, here's what we've been doing with these properties. First of all, you said you checked all of them. Were you actually disputing the value of these properties, or was it just the classification? Okay, so as to value or discrimination, you're withdrawing those. We just need to make a ruling on the classification issue.
Yes, I believe. It's been a while since we looked up to this as well. But,
sure. I think your values are probably consistent with what we've seen in some of these other cases. So I just want to make sure that I ask that question. If you're not disputing the value and you just want to talk about the classification, I'll tell you what we have been doing on these. The classification issue has been something that's come up for quite a while on these nightly rentals. And so a couple of years ago, we made a decision that basically if you have one unit in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental program, we give a mixed use on that one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if you have any more than that you have in a nightly rental program, then we classify those as 100% commercial. So basically people get to pick, and they almost always, of course, pick the property that they have that is the most valuable. In this case, what looks like it would be the one at 355 Heavy Timber Drive is 308. And the basis of that is basically we're assuming that you do have some for personal use or other uses, but by giving you that on the first one, we're basically giving you 39 weeks worth of residential value, or basically that it's taxed at, because it's only 25% commercial on that first one, but that's been our reasoning. Okay?
That's fine. Our residential home is still just residential. That doesn't affect
As long as that property is not put in a nightly rental program, we don't look at it for these mixed use or commercial. It's only properties that are put in a nightly rental program that we look at for this, applying this rule to. Okay. Is there any discussion by the board?
Yep.
Okay. BOE 209 is the one at 355 Heavy Timber Drive, most valuable property that they have. On BOE 209, I would make a motion that we classify the property as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 207, 208, and 210, I would make a motion that we deny a change of classification.
Second.
On those properties, and also to, I believe the discrimination and the value has been withdrawn, so I don't need to make a motion on that. But anyway, the motion is 207, 208, and 210, deny a change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, you guys will get a decision probably mailed out within the next few days. If you have any concerns or questions about that, you can appeal to the State Tax Commission, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right,
and thank you for owning the Taney County.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think that takes care of at least the morning docket, except it takes care of the morning docket. And we're on to some other ones. It's Tim, are you ready now?
Yes.
First one I see, Tim, here is BOE 239, which is 24 Highway Rentals. Looks like there's three properties.
Yes. We are revisiting these from last week. So Chris Harris owns these.
And they're all valued, well, almost exactly the same.
And the issue that Chris raised was these were under, as of January 1st of this year, these buildings were all still under construction. So they didn't start operating as nightly rentals until April of this year. And the board
April 1 of this year?
Yeah. So the board had asked him to say, well, do you have evidence of this? And he said, let me see what I can find. So he gave me provided me evidence on each of these three houses, both financial statements and his booking schedule on each of the three houses. If
you already provided that to the assessor, is this just something you got today for us?
It's just something I got today. Chris emailed it to me late last night. So his financial statements for 2022, he had no bookings and no revenue on any of the houses in 2022 because they were still under construction. And then his bookings don't start until on one of the houses, the first bookings in May, and another house, one in March, and then the other house, first booking in May.
Were they all given occupancy at the same time, on April 1 or something like that, or do we know?
I don't know when they actually got their occupancy permit. So,
these aren't in the city limits of Branson, are they?
No, so they'll be in Taney County. So I think the county gives occupancy permits, but I'm not sure.
Fire marshal would have had to approve.
Or not, you at least have to get a fire permit. I don't know if Scott Sterrett and planning and zoning would give you a permit.
He said you've got a March booking.
Yeah, we've got a March. On one of the houses, we have a March 2023 booking, and the other two don't start until May.
I don't understand what you've given me here.
These are his financial statements from 2022.
Basically, she's trying to say that he wasn't, the property were not completed until, I don't know.
Yeah, the financial statements don't show anything because there was no revenue.
Well, if it's so, there's off seasons too at the lake, so right. I don't know. I have no idea. It's up to you guys. I don't see
I
what
would
tells me.
I would agree. I mean, you could have properties that take a week. They could take months to have
sure
someone
as to
rent.
When they rented or whatever.
Correct.
I thought he had 11 properties.
He does.
So this is on six of them?
Three of them.
These are the only three in the nightly rental?
No, they're all in the nightly rental program, but these are the three last three constructed.
Do we have the pictures of these?
The other
three?
Ones were open in 20.
We already ruled upon them?
Yeah, they were open and online in 2022.
Okay.
State.
But these were not open and online. I mean, I guess I was looking for something to show that the construction had not been completed yet. I guess that's what I was remembering, but maybe not.
Well, that's what he was saying. They weren't complete, so he didn't have them up for rent.
Okay, so... So on these, you're still appealing probably the classification, but these are all commercial. Have we already? I think we already gave his 75-25, didn't we?
On one of them, yes.
Yeah. So did he appeal classification on this too, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to make a ruling as to classification. And then you wanted, is it an abatement for some period of months for the time that he's...
If there could be, that would be
helpful. Okay.
Susan, can you give abatements for properties that are not completed? I mean, we do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the books reopen for me after this is all done, if there's an abatement, they have to go in front of the commissioners and...
Because they weren't completed?
Yeah. So if it's an assessor error, like if I should have done occupancy,